The champion trainer, Paul Nichols, has 9 entries in the race, but we were chatting beforehand, Paul, and of your 9, obviously Silvagnaco Conti is the name that jumps out. We'll talk about him in a second, but you said there were 2 in particular that you've been aiming at this race all season.
Yeah, wonderful charm and just a par. Both horses are better in the spring, need decent ground, a good form. Just a par won the big race at Sandown last spring. He's wasted time running during the winter when it's soft. He's got loads of stamina. Arguably, he's well handicapped because he hasn't fulfilled his full potential. And wonderful charms, you know, decent horse. He was second at Aintree under top weight in the handicap. He ran very well at Cheltenham in the autumn. And again, we've just left him, you know, I think both of them could go to Doncaster, ground permitting, on March the 5th, and then go to Aintree.
That the Grimthorpe Chase?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, they just want decent ground.
And when you say it's a waste of time running them at this time of the year, what do you literally do with them? Are they resting, or are they doing things every day? What are they literally doing?
They've just been cantering every day and doing enough, but just to, you know, keep them to a certain level of fitness, but, you know, not pressing too many buttons. And the idea would be to give them a run, and that run improve them, you know, with a month to go or 6 weeks or so to Aintree. You know, you wouldn't just leave them doing nothing, but just they're not in full training.
Now, Silvagnaco Conti is there. He's won the King George in the past. He's a high-class steeplechaser. He runs on Saturday at Ascot. Is it the intention to have a go? Because theoretically, at the weight, 11 stone 8, that looks quite attractive.
Yeah, it does. He's been given a chance. He's going to run at Ascot on Saturday. He'll skip Cheltenham. I've got to talk to the owners and decide. I mean, he is 10 now.
So you're accepting Cheltenham just isn't his track?
Yeah, definitely. He's obviously much better on a flat track. I mean, with his form so far this season, although he's had problems and his past runs, there was no point running him in the Gold Cup. And he'll either run at Aintree in the Grand National or the Bowl that he's won the last couple of years.
What's your instinct at this stage?
It really depends. I mean, I keep forgetting he is 10. He's coming sort of to the twilight of his career. He could run in the next couple of 3 years, really. And I've always thought he's by Domalco, who's a Sarah Neptune Collange. I've always thought he's got class. He'd be the ideal horse for the race. I know Noel agrees with me that he could be ideal. So it's a matter of just whether we leave it a year or have a crack this year. And it will be, you know, we won't make a decision for a moment. But I'm quite keen on the idea.
Quite keen on the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Final thought. Don't want to labour this particular point, but we know it's a £1 million race. The Trainers' Championship that you won 9 times is prize money judged. Willie Mullins could have a fantastic Cheltenham and could be pressing you to grab that title from you. This could be all important, couldn't it?
It was not just about Willie Mullins. Philip Hobbs and Nicky Henderson, they have an amazing season in this country. And if Philip or Nicky or one of those others won the National, they'd have a serious chance of winning the Trainers' Championship. Obviously, a lot would be clearer after Cheltenham. We've got plenty to run, so is everybody else. But the National would be a big help, as it was with Neptune Colonzo a few years ago.
And you've always said that it's not the be-all and end-all being champion, but it would be jolly nice to do it again.
Of course it is, and to win it for a 10th time would be fantastic. But at the end of the day, we all like winning big races.
Well, look, best of luck on Saturday with Silvagnaco and Doncaster with those other 2 horses, and all the way to Aintree on the 9th of April. Thank you very much.
Thank you.